Okay, thanks again. We are continuing the saga of addiction and redemption. Those of you know, again, my name's Dave Keenest, and I'm telling you a really fucked up story about what I went through so as to show you that there's hope for anyone, no matter what it is they're going through, anywhere, anytime. And I just kind of want to represent the hero's journey. So the actual name of this podcast is Addiction and Redemption, Awakening to Your Hero's Journey. And the purpose of it is to illustrate what's possible for us as human beings when we move beyond the thing that life throws at us. And where we're at in my personal story is we're just getting deeper and deeper into the thing. This thing that life has thrown at me, this addiction, this unsolvable riddle, this mystery. And thanks a lot again for listening. There are quite a few listeners. I ran the stats on it. I checked on the statistics, and there are quite a few downloads. It's in the thousands, and that means that this story that I'm sharing is getting into the ears of a lot of people. So thank you so much for listening. I really appreciated it, and it's been kind of healing for me in just getting it all out there. So we will continue. So as I talked in the last episode was called Selling Meat. I got some good feedback on selling meat. So I'm just this wandering, I'm just a junkie wandering around selling meat, knocking on people's doors in the suburbs of Chicago and in the city of Chicago. Would you like to buy some meat? And most of them said no. And I just stayed at it. And most days I would sell enough to feed my habit. And it's getting darker though. Like the habit, the heroin is ahead of me now. And I'm just getting more lost. And I just remember like going door to door with this meat stuff and just the sun being so hot. I think I mentioned that in the last episode. But it's not that the sun was wearing me down, it's that the heroin was just starting to wear me down. It was just starting to take a toll on me, and I'm turning, it's not fun anymore, and it's not like it was ever really fun, but it's starting to turn into something I have to have, something I have to do, and I'm just deathly sick without it first thing in the morning, and it's the first thing I think about when I wake up, and it's just my number one priority in life now is this heroin. And the 3rd of July, so the month, I probably got the job selling the meat in early June, or I don't know, maybe mid-June, I don't remember. But the 3rd of July came around, rolled around, and me and this other guy were trying to meet our quota. The way it worked is you would go to this office / warehouse place in the morning, and you would pick up your meat quota. You would fill up a work truck with a box, with boxes of meat, and then your job was to go out wherever in Chicago and just sell it to people door to door. And I'm driving around with this guy, and it's like later in the evening. So by now it's like 4 or 5 o'clock, and I don't think we did that well today. This guy, I think, was from Arlington Heights or Schaumburg or something. And we're cruising around, and we stumble on a party. So all of a sudden we're like, you know, it's like a lot of people party on the 3rd of July in Chicago. And we end up at this party. These people are like, we don't want to buy any meat, but, you know, come in and have a drink. Or maybe we even sold them some, and then they told us to come in and have a drink. I can't remember. So we're like getting drunk at this party, and whatever dope I had done that morning is really worn off. And I'm just not feeling, I'm just starting to really need it, especially as I start drinking. I'm starting to really need the heroin. And I think I made one sale that day for $100, and I think, instead of $200, mind you, so we're supposed to sell the box for $200 and keep $100, and I think I bargained somebody down to $100. And this is where I'm starting to plot things. This is when I'm starting to think not normally. This is when I'm actually starting to think criminally. Because although I didn't technically commit a crime, what happened was I knew that if I ditched this box of meat for $100, which is a bargain for anybody, and you'd be surprised how hard it is to ditch a 20-pound box of meat for $100 or whatever it weighed, I can't remember. But I knew that if I had that $100 that I could then make up a lie that I lost the $100, and then I had a credit card still. So my credit cards were still working. So then I could use the credit card and just be like, oh, I lost the money, but here's sorry about that. And I would pay the meat people, the people that ran the meat company, on my credit card and just kind of blow it over, you know, kind of play it off like that. And so what happened was we finally got back to the meat selling office, and it's late by this point. It's like 9:30 or 10 o'clock at night. And it's just, you know, I'm just really tired. And more than anything, I'm kind of drunk and I need heroin really badly. And I got this $100 in, you know, in my pocket. And so I hid it in my truck. I like hid it like under a tire or something in the back of my truck or whatever. And then I wandered in there and they were like, all right, well, where's your $100 for the meat that you sold today? And I was like, I don't have it. I must have lost it. And they were just totally, I mean, who wouldn't be suspicious? I would be suspicious of me, you know? And I was like, well, it's no problem. Like, I have a credit card. Let me just cover it on the credit card. And they were like, well, will you empty your pockets? And I was like, sure. But the money was stashed in my truck anyway. They probably would have found it if they'd gone in my truck. I wasn't thinking too swiftly or brightly by this point. But anyway, so I empty my pockets and they don't see it. And so they're like, okay, no worries. You know, put it on your credit card. Thanks for covering for it. I'm like, no problem. So I get the $100 cash and I just haul ass to the west side and I get a jab of heroin. So, you know, by this point, it's probably like 10:30, 11 at night. It's not safe to go down there at night. Like, there people are, especially on the 3rd of July, people are partying and you're in a black neighborhood and who knows what the hell could happen. Someone could just roll up on you and just steal your car and kill you, you know. Nobody would even know. There's just so much. It's just a completely different world down there. But anyway, I finally get down there and it's maybe 10:30, 11 o'clock at night and I buy a jab. And a jab is, it's 12 bags, 12 bags of heroin. And you get 12 bags for the cost, for the price of 10. So if you buy a jab, you get 12. So it's $10 a bag, but if you buy $100 worth, you get 12 bags. So you get two free bags. Now, the significance of this is that this is a very serious crime. It's a very serious crime to be cruising around and buying amounts of heroin that are, you know, in the $100+ range. Because the individual bags, the jab is made up of 12 individual foilies, 12 individual blows, they're called, like I've said before. And if you get caught with 12 individually wrapped bags of heroin, you're going to go to prison. I mean, it's not a matter of if you're going to go to prison, it's for how long you're going to go to prison. And it could be, if this is, let's say this is your second time doing this, you could easily get 10 or 15 years, I would imagine. I mean, you're at least getting 5 years, at least. And so I'm starting to commit, you know, I'm starting to just be deviant in general, and I'm starting to commit crimes that, you know, although technically there's not really any victims, like I'm starting to think like a criminal. And this is what heroin does, is it leads people to become criminally minded. Because, you know, when you're just a full-blown alcoholic, like, any alcoholic can scrape up, like, $5 or $10 in a day to get themselves a bottle of liquor. Or if they need to, they could go to a liquor store and steal it. And, like, the worst thing that's going to happen to them is they'll get, like, a misdemeanor theft or something. But when you're dealing with drugs that you need in, you know, $50, $60, $70, $80, $100 at a time or more, you're starting to have to stay ahead of that. And you're starting to have to think, alter your thinking and alter your motives and alter your actions, like, all over the place. And so when I was dishonest with these meat people, what was happening there is I was starting to think a couple of steps ahead of people so that I could take advantage of whatever situation I needed to, so that I could get my hands on whatever heroin, you know, whatever I needed, so I could keep living, so that I could, like, stay alive. At this point, it's like my only food. It's like the only thing I need. And I'm sustaining myself on it. There's no question. I need it. I just need this stuff. And so I started in, like, February, and now it's July, and it's been 6 months, and there's nothing even really fun about getting high anymore. It's just like, this thing I need to do, and I need to do it like $40, $50, $60, $70 at a time. And sometimes if I got a jab, like if I got 12 bags, I would tell myself, okay, I'll make it last 2 days. But I never did. I would do it all within like, you know, several hours, or sometimes I'd wake up the next day and I'd have a couple of bags. But this is the 3rd of July, 2006. And so the next day was the 4th of July. And I remember we went over, my friend Paul was having a party. My friend Paul Sims was having a party at his parents' house, and there were all kinds of people there. And by this point, I'm really just kind of, I've kind of given up on life. Like, I don't really look, it's starting to show that I'm not doing well. You know, because I'm still drinking quite a bit, but I remember I was wearing this, like, really ripped-up Grateful Dead t-shirt. Like, and I don't mean, like, little rips, because I'm wearing a shirt right now that's got a little rip in it, and it's got, like, character. But I'm talking, like, big rips. And I remember just being, for whatever reason, I remember I was completely unshaven that day. And, you know, some of you know me, right? I have, like, really fair skin, and I'm not really a hairy person. So I got this, like, teenage kind of goatee mustache thing coming in. And really all that my appearance is telling the universe is that I've completely given up on life. And I don't, nobody said anything to me directly, but I'm sure people were talking, like, what's up with that dude? And I think, you know, it's probably mid-afternoon on the 4th of July, and I did a little bit of heroin that morning, and it's starting to wear off, and I need more. And aside from the selling meat, because we had the day off from the meat sales on the 4th of July. I love talking about selling meat. I think it's fucking hilarious that this is something I did. But I had another scam where I would take my credit cards. I still had credit cards with like fairly large lines of credit on them. Why? I don't know. I can't remember where they were left over from. But I took those credit cards, and I would get to a bank. There was a bank in Chicago called TCF Bank, and they were in Jewel, and they were the only bank that would give me cash advances on Sundays or holidays. And so now I have to, you know, I'm getting drunk and I'm starting to get jonesing really bad, and I need to find a TCF Bank so I can get to it, so that I can get a cash advance, so that I can get some heroin, so that I can get back to the party and have things be all right. And so now this is where it's like another plotting, it's another scheming, it's another like, I'm so out of my element without this stuff that I will do whatever it is I need to do to get it. And I'm going to go ahead and stop this episode there and leave you hanging for what's next, what happened later that evening on the 4th of July. So again, thanks again. This is Addiction and Redemption, Awakening to Your Hero's Journey. I'm getting really into the thick of it with my story, so maybe ask yourself if there are any parallels that you hear with yourself. And thanks again for listening. I'm so appreciative of all the people who've been tuning in and downloading the show. And hit me up if you'd like. Have a beautiful night. Talk to you soon.